Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es above a Metzia. Perik Hey, Mishnah Vav. What is an iron sheep? Iron sheep can't shear its wool. It doesn't give any milk. But an iron sheep would be a good thing to have if you want to protect it from wolves. A wolf would have a hard time attacking an iron sheep. When the Mishnah talks about iron sheep, the Mishnah is using it as a mushal. It's a mushal of a certain type of arrangement. Did you ever hear the expression, it's an ironclad investment? Supposedly, you're going to invest money. You can't lose, you can only win. Be careful when people say that to you. Most of the time, it's not true. But in this case, this is how it works. Matl, my next-door neighbor, knocks on my door. I say, hello, Matl. Matl says to me, you have sheep, right? I say, yes. Want me to take care of them for you? I'll take care of it. And we'll split the profit. Or maybe even we won't split it 50-50, 70-30, whatever arrangement we have. And I say, Matl, but on one condition. You lose the sheep, you have to pay for it. If there's profit, we split the profit. But if we lose it, something happens to the sheep, you're responsible. So I could only gain and I can't lose. And Matl is so desperate for Parnassa, he says, yeah, I'll do it. That's called a tzoin-barzel relationship. And the halacha is, I can't do it. I can't give Matl the sheep under those circumstances. Ein mekablin tzoin barzel me Yisrael. Matl cannot receive regular sheep. They're not iron sheep. They're regular sheep. But it means to say with a tzoin barzel relationship from another Yisrael. Why not? What is the problem? With this type of an arrangement, with the whole achrayis of the sheep is on Matl, on the one who's taking it, on the mekabel. It means if the sheep dies or the sheep are lost, he has to pay. And if the value goes down, he has to make up the hefsid. But the revach, the profit of the wool or the babies or the milk, that we're going to divide according to whatever we make up. Whether it's 50-50 or 70-30, whatever we make up. The reason you can't do it is b'mnei shehu ribis. Because the chelik of the revach that I am going to get is ribis. Me, the owner of the sheep. Why am I getting this revach? Why am I getting this profit? Oh, because I loaned the value of the sheep to this person. Now, the truth is, it's not ribis midiuraisa, it's ribis midrabana. The reason it wouldn't be ribis midiuraisa is because ribis midiuraisa means I'm giving you something and you have to give me back more. It doesn't make a difference what happens. You have to give me back more. That's not necessarily going to happen over here. Because let's say there's no gain. There's no loss and there's no gain. He gives me back my sheep and I can have a kindness to him. But it's still ribis midrabana. Because it's set up this way. That if we lose, he loses. If we gain, I gain. I have nothing to do with the loss and only the gain, then this is ribis at least midrabana. So therefore, Zakta Mishnah, ein mekablin, again, you cannot receive tzoin barzel, a tzoin barzel arrangement, me Yisrael from Yisrael, me Shehu ribis, because it is ribis, and as explained, midrabana. Avol bat, mekablin tzoin barzel min hanachrim. It's mutter to be mekabel at tzoin barzel from someone who's not a yid, even if the total achrayis is on the Yisrael. I, the Yisrael, then is giving ribis to the non-Jew, but it's mutter. Not only that, zok the Mishnah weiter, v'loivin mehen u'malvenoisen beribis, even outright. V'loivin mehen, it's mutter for Yisrael to borrow money from a non-Jew and to make up. I'm taking 100, I have to give you back 120. And it's mutter to lend them money and to make up ribis. The isser of ribis is only between one Yisrael and another Yisrael. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, v'chein beger toishav. Ger toishav is someone who is mekabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, and as a result, it's mutter for him to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's called the toishav. The Rambam says a ger toishav is like from the chassidei umel sa'ayla. He's not a ger tzedek. He doesn't become Jewish. He remains who he is, but it's fine. Zak the Mishnah v'chein v'ger toishav, in regard to ribis, it is permitted to lend to him or to borrow from him and to pay ribis. Vayter zak the Mishnah. Now imagine this case. A yid borrowed money from a non-Jew with ribis. He took 100, he has to pay back 120. When he wants to pay back the 120, another yid comes over to him and says, do me a favor, don't pay back yet. Give me the money. I want to borrow this money. And I'll pay him back. if I keep the money longer, I have to pay him more money. Don't worry, it's my achrayus. I'll pay back the non-Jew the more money. So the Mishnah says, Malve Yisrael, a Yid could lend Ma'oisav Shel Nachri, the money that belongs to the non-Jew, Midas HaNachri. What does that mean? The first Yid takes the Sechi and says, no, not so fast. Let's knock on the door of the Nachri and let's say to him, hello, I'm the Yisrael that owes you money and I have to pay you the ribs. This Yid over here, my friend, this other Yid, he wants to take the money and continue paying ribbis. If you were charging me 10% a year or 20% a year, he wants to continue paying it. And the first Yisrael physically gives over the money to the non-Jew, and you give it to him. So even though the non-Jew didn't say beferish, okay, you paid up your loan is closed, it's a new loan. But we assume that that's what it means. We understand that it's a new thing. It's like I'm paying back the non-Jew, and he's giving a new loan to this Yid. But the second Yid can't go to the first Yid and say, listen, let's leave the Nachri out of it. He wants his money. I'll give him his money. Don't worry. You give me the money. I'll give it to him. I want to hold on to the money longer, and whatever he charges, he charges. That you can't do. Because as long as the first one didn't pay it up yet, and it's still his achrayis, so it's not like the non-Jew is lending the money now to the second person. It's like I owe the Nachri money. I'm lending that money to this Yid, and then that Yid is going to pay me, and I'm going to pay back the Akim. He says, no, I'll go straight to the non-Jew and give it to him. It doesn't make a difference. It's my achrayis. So it's like you're paying me. Now, of course, there are many, many halachis over here. And that's why it's so important to learn. And people that don't learn, it's impossible to know. Let's say you borrow someone's credit card. Hi, can I have your credit card? I want to buy myself a washing machine. I don't have money right now. Don't worry, I'll make all the payments. That could be a problem. I'm not getting into the halacha now because you have to know the many different details and halachas and circumstances. But what happens is, even if the second person, the one who borrows the credit card, makes the payments to the credit card company, but who has achrayas on this? The one who owns the credit card. And if he's paying it out over time and you have to pay interest to the company, it's like the second Yid is paying the interest to the first Yid, and the first Yid is paying up the company, even if the second person pays the company straight. Now, there may be ways to do it. You have to ask a shayla. A rav can work it out in such a way that it's mutter. But at least by learning, we know that it's a shayla. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we learned as follows. We learned if there's a tzayin barzel relationship. If matl knocks on my door and wants to take care of my tzayin. If there's a loss, he has to take the loss. He has to replace it. I can't lose anything. But if there's a gain, we divide the gain. That's called ribbis. This is not a pekadain. This is like I'm loaning him the value of the sheep so he can make money on it. We said, however, it could be done from Nachrim. We also said directly, you can lend and borrow from a Nachri beribbis. Same is true for a Ger Toshav. And then we learned that if I owe a Nachri money, and another Yid wants to take it over. He says, give me the money. I'll pay him back. Right? Even if it costs me more money because I'll pay him back later. It's okay, provided that we go to the Nachri and we say to him, listen, he's taking over the loan. You take the money back. I have nothing to do with it. Now you're lending the money to him.